Hello, and welcome to the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager here at Constant Contact, and a happy 2013 to you. I am joined by a table full of esteemed colleagues. Let's start by introducing ourselves.
My name is Kristen Curtis. I'm a social media specialist here at Constant Contact.
My name is Danielle Cormier, and I'm a social media specialist as well.
I'm Erica Ayotte. I'm the social media manager. And we forgot to mention what beers we're drinking right now. I have a Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's called Rich, Balanced, and Complex. Don't know if that's true, but...
Just like you.
I'm not rich or balanced. Complex?
Exactly. There you go.
And I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm drinking a Diet Coke. Sorry.
delicious.
And I'm Mark Healy, and I'm a social media specialist here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking a Boston Lager.
We're pretty much all drinking Sam Adams today,
no
except for
today.
Kristen, who's drinking a Blue Moon Winter Abbey Ale.
It's kind of the leftovers of the holiday
winter
parties.
So as a happy 2013 to everybody, we thought we'd spend some time...
We didn't get killed by the Mayans
Mayans have left us alone. So I thought we'd spend some time today talking a bit about, you know, what we think might be happening in 2013 in terms of social media.
In the year 2013.
That's my edit, my remix version.
And the thing with predictions, too, is, like, you never, you know, these are our best guesses. I mean, if we were to go back to 2012 and you know, look at what we predicted for that year, I think we'd probably be about 50% on. So, you know, a lot of, in an industry where changes can happen rather quickly, these are really like our best guesses and where we see the industry going.
So, Erica.
So, you're going to pick
on
me first?
Let's start with you first. Right. What are you thinking here?
A couple of things. So, my first prediction is that both Google Plus and LinkedIn are going to get a lot bigger for marketers during this year. And I think Facebook will become a little bit, I don't know if I want to say less important, but I think brands are going to realize the value in diversifying the different channels where they have their social communities. Now, you know, you don't want to divvy up your audience and spread them out amongst too many platforms, so I would be cautious. But one of the reasons I think this is going to happen is that I think Google and search are going to get, I mean, Google search, Google is search.
you think they'll be good together?
Yeah, I do. I think search and social, and especially Google, will get a little bit more tied more closely together. And Google has made, has said that they are going to use social signals will be stronger in their PageRank algorithm. So something to look out for there. And the thing is that no one loves Google Plus more than Google. So I think that this is, and just personally, I've seen an uptick in activity happening on Google Plus. Right now, it's a lot of marketing folks, a lot of industry leaders, but I'm seeing a few more smaller brands out there too. So it's definitely a space to keep an eye on. And I really like the platform myself just because it's actually a great combination of both Facebook and Twitter. It kind of has the Facebook layout where, you know, images are really nicely displayed. But it's like Twitter in that you can follow anyone. So it kind of has Twitter functionality with a Facebook.
It is kind of the best of both worlds in there, right?
Yeah.
But it's just the problem is the adoption of it, I think, really. And
this is what I think. I think, you know, there was a lot, it made a lot of news in 2012 of the adoption rate and how many users there were. I think that will slow down the increase in users, but I think what will go up is the usage.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the big thing. That's the key for it, right?
And
I mean, it's really weird, too, the way they kind of present it. Like, they don't really say it's a social network. It's just kind of, it's so supposed to be something that's just like part of what Google offers, like, you know what I mean? So
well, they
it's
do
kind
a
of
lot
like,
of they do integrate a lot of other things with it, like the, you know,
so it's like you're using it and you don't even know you're using it, kind of thing, you know?
Creepy.
Yeah.
but and in regards to LinkedIn, I think that that's going to grow as well. And the reason why I think that is because, well, I have to say, I used to be kind of a LinkedIn hater, and the reason was they didn't really do anything for years, it seemed. They didn't develop anything new. They weren't really marketing friendly to brands. But in the past year, they've added brand pages. They've added the endorsements, which, you know, you can look at, I would take the endorsements with a grain of salt, but what the endorsements did was get people to go back to LinkedIn, the platform, more frequently. they've added that influencer followership program and a few other things that I think people, at least from anecdotally from what I've seen in my own feed, is that people are now visiting LinkedIn as more of a news feed. And before, I feel like people were visiting LinkedIn when they, only when they wanted to make a business connection or only when they were looking for a job. And now it's becoming much more of a media source and much more of an information source. And I think, again, as you know, brands start to look outside of Facebook and, you know, even outside of Twitter for their marketing needs, I think this is going to be an area that starts to grow. And I wouldn't be surprised if either LinkedIn or Twitter or maybe even Google Plus implements some kind of an algorithm akin to the Facebook EdgeRank algorithm. I'll be really curious to see what happens in that space because right now Facebook is really the only social network that has that kind of an algorithm, and every other network is chronological. So I wonder if some of the other social networks will follow suit.
Cool. Danielle, what are you thinking for 2013?
I think not exactly a prediction per se, but I think that 2 years ago people were just getting their feet wet with social, and last year people were really starting to understand it better. And this year people are really going to be doing a much better job on social for their brands. So I think it's going to be really important to really put out the most engaging, the best visual content, the best strategy you have just to make sure that you're really keeping up with the competition, because now there are so many more businesses on Facebook, on Twitter, on all these other platforms, so you really need to stand out. And I think that tuning in on your content is going to be a big deal in 2013.
So I have a question about what people think about visual content, or really where that might be going. So, you know, obviously Facebook acquired Instagram, and now Instagram and Twitter aren't playing nicely. And so there's a lot of other platforms that, you know, folks can use, and there seems to be a lot of competition in the space. Are there any predictions about
what I think that is? That was actually going to be my first prediction, was that images.
Oh, great segue then.
I was going to talk about images too.
Yeah, images and visual content in general is going to be much bigger, and I think that it may there may be some sort of love hate when it comes to what you decide versus what other people decide to use, because like you said, there are more and more that are becoming popular. But I know that I personally have one that I love that I always use, and I think that most people do.
Which one is it?
I use Instagram, and solely because it allows me to integrate with almost all platforms. And that was actually going to be my other prediction slash hope, was that I hope that more of these social networks become more easily integrated with each other, and not necessarily like a copy and paste kind of thing, because we all hate that. That's definitely not what you want to do, but more of a, I have this content, can I pull it over to another social network, change it up a little bit, and send it? So it's a little bit quicker and a little bit easier.
It's an experience.
Right, but so people who don't have time, like small businesses, remember to connect the dots and go to all of their networks and tell everybody out there, hey, I've got this going on. Do I think it's going to happen in 2013? Probably not, but it's my hope and my prediction that eventually it will happen.
Well, that sort of like infighting just really isn't good for the industry and not good for the two, you know, platforms in general. I think I forget where I saw this step, but I know that once Instagram took Twitter cards away, so you weren't able to see Instagram pictures in stream in Twitter, then the traffic to their to their site just like went way, way, way down.
There's a lot of squabbling last year. Can they just play nice?
Yeah. Right. To Instagram site or to Twitter site?
To Instagram site from Twitter.
You know, there's one of these, I'm going to go out on a limb here, because this is actually, I have a feeling that, I mean, there's lots of strange things going on at Twitter, and a lot of it does involve playing nicely with other people. And my prediction is that they're shooting themselves in the foot a lot. Because all of the things that, at least I used to find really cool about Twitter, they seem to be changing and not playing nice anymore.
Like what?
And, well, like, just, again, like, letting things, like, integrate with, like, Instagram or like,
LinkedIn.
They're trying, or LinkedIn, any of these things, they seem to be, like, closing things off. They're closing off APIs, so, like, the apps that you would use to use Twitter, like, they're not playing as nicely together anymore. So I feel like they're kind of...
They're making frenemies.
They're making frenemies of all the people that kind of really helped them make Twitter
enemies.
Really cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
do you think that's because they're trying to figure out what their revenue model is and they're just kind of tweaking out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not 100% up on, like, what they're doing, but I feel like they have been making money, and I'm not... you know, I guess it's...
They haven't introduced anything new in quite a while.
They haven't introduced
anything
new.
The thing about Twitter, it's just not very visual, and everything is about visuals now. Yeah, that's very true.
And I get the most out of Twitter by using other tools like Hootsuite to divide things and digest it in a way that I want to. I can't do that just by using Twitter.
And I think that's the biggest thing is a lot of people do that and with different platforms. And so I think that the biggest thing is that they are turning these people away.
Yeah.
And though you don't want to... Nobody really wants to shake hands with their competition. At the same time, if it's going to take all of your audience away, it may be a good idea for you to do so. And that's why I know that it, like, really, as a brand, it probably doesn't make much sense for them to do it. But at the same time, if you're going to turn away your audience by not allowing people to integrate with others, it doesn't really make much sense.
Well, that's an interesting proposition, is that there's little or less value in a social network that's on its own and not relatable to other social networks. So maybe that's another... I guess I can't really call this a prediction because it's kind of more of a half-baked thought. But it's cross-channel, I don't want to use the word promotion, but cross-channel usage, both from a personal and brand perspective. Like, what does that look like? How is that beneficial to brands and to individuals? And what is that going to look like in 2013? Is it going to be easier or harder?
Well, and I think to go back to Google Plus a little bit, the fact of the matter is that people are creatures of habit. And so if you have the same sort of platform, then people are going to be more willing to come and actually play around with it. And I think that Google Plus does that very well. And I think that other platforms could have the possibility of switching it up a little bit. And if they all integrated together, I think more people would actually use them a little bit more than having to figure out this one and then having to figure out this one and this one.
Yeah.
And just to go back to the Google Plus thing too, something that we've talked about, I think, on the podcast before is, you know, you can spend all this time on your social networks, but at the end of the day that you're, you know, Dave, you say this all the time, you're renting space.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other reason why I think Google Plus will get a little bit more traction this year is because Google Plus would be, you know, directly related to your own domain, or more directly related if you consider, you know, Google authorship, the Google authorship program, and how, you know, sharing links on Google Plus is more directly related to your own domain and can up your PageRank score. So I think because Google Plus is more directly related to the properties that you own on the internet, that definitely gives it much more clout with a CL.
That's another clout. Does anybody talk about clout? Anyway, that's a whole different conversation. Guys, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of stop us here. And we're going to have a part two of this conversation because I know we still have some more predictions coming up, but we're running on about 13 minutes now, so I figure maybe a good time to wrap it up. So thanks for listening, and we're going to catch you for part two of our social media or marketing predictions for 2013 in the next episode. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Mm.